Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. God bless you real good. And before I go on any further, Pastor Peaches, if you would give us our housekeeping suggestions on this evening. Hallelujah.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. Hallelujah. You got your Bible, your composition notebook, your communion element. Hallelujah. Mark your calendars for 7 o'clock in the morning, morning worship. Hallelujah. Tuesday night, Institute of Biblical Learning. Hallelujah. If you need a new composition notebook and we have new ink pens with the church's name and phone number on it, let us know. When you come to church, you can pick that up. Or just drop past and we'll give it to you. Hallelujah. Mark your calendars for the fourth Sunday of the month. Hallelujah. Our guest this month will be Pastor Jason Roseborough and his congregation, and afterwards we will serve a hot free dinner. Hallelujah. Also this month, the pastor has an engagement at Bishop Larry Somerville's church, 8509 Lock Raven Boulevard, from 2 to 3:30 in the afternoon. He'll be one of the speakers on a panel. And the subject will be the family matters, talking about the blended family. Come out and support the pastor. Hallelujah. The pastor will also make the mention of the GoFundMe page that the church has. But I want to remind you to bring your pennies to church when you come. We are still assisting Pastor Helene Russell, building that hospital in Uganda. Hallelujah. Yes, we're not just caring for an outreach and whatever here in Maryland or the United States, but also in Uganda. They're building a hospital.
Hallelujah.
They don't have hospitals as plentiful over there as we have here. I believe that's all.
Praise God. Well, thank you so much.
Hallelujah.
And as Pastor Peaches has shared, we have a building fund drive going on now. And we want to get into our building before the winter. Hallelujah. Building a new building. And so we have a GoFundMe page. And if you like to support us, you can call Pastor Peaches to get the link. She'll text you the link to get to our GoFundMe page. And it's GoFundMe.com. And the actual page is Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, Inc. And I tell you, we plan to do a whole lot in the kingdom, and God is going to, he said to believe for it, and he's going to take care of the rest.
Amen.
So we believe in for it. And if those who want to, you can donate $2. It doesn't matter. We have a million people that donate $2. We got $2 million. So we don't matter what, it doesn't matter. But if you want you want us to give you a firm donation price, well, we have valued the bricks to $50. If you want to sell $50, you want to buy a brick to help us get the building together. Hallelujah. $50. If you want to do a cushion stackable chair, that's $175. And if you want to do one of the beautiful windows, that's $275. So you can decide what level you want. $2, $50, $175, $275, or you want to give $1 million. It doesn't matter. Whatever you want to sow into God's kingdom, because we get hallelujah. And again, if you want to sow one day and then sow another, or you want to give a pay for more than one brick, you can multiply 50 times how many you want. If you want to do it a brick for each family member, that's fine. Or if you want to do a cheer for each family member, that's fine. Just multiply the 175 by members of your family or the Wendells. You want to do that. Hallelujah. That's 275. But whatever, we'll take donations of a dollar. It doesn't matter. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The seed you sow is going to be the crop you grow. Hallelujah. And I thank you so much. Again, if you need the link to the GoFundMe page, you can call Pastor Peaches at 443-416-1201, and she will text you or email you the link. And also I want to remind you again, as Pastor Peaches has already said, morning worship at 7 till about 8 o'clock. Sometimes we finish before 8, sometimes we finish a little after 8. But that number is 605-475-4800. And the access code is 759-849-POUND. Did I get it right, Pastor?
Amen. Yes, it is.
All right. Again, that's 605-475-4800. And the access code is 759-849-POUND. That's the morning worship. We do it 7 days a week, every day, whether it's a holiday or not. We're going to start the day off praising and magnifying the Lord, giving victory testimonies and encouraging words. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Listen up, songs of Zion. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, Pastor Peaches, you know what we do before we get into everything that we do on the Wednesday, we put people's names into the atmosphere of blessings. Because when the praises go up,
the blessings come down.
And I wonder, why do we pray for others? Do you know, Pastor Peter, why?
Somebody pray for us one day.
Glory to God.
We were the others one day.
Amen. That is so. That's why we pray for others. That's why we do this. Because we don't want to end our service without praying for others. But so that we won't forget, we do it in the beginning. Is that all right? Somebody say
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So right now, as we play of the prayer, we want you to put others into the atmosphere of blessings so they can be blessed. And we pray that signs and wonders and miracles follow. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name, O God. We glorify your name.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We pray for Pastor Peter.
Hallelujah. Dr. Earl Bird. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Deacon Annette James. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And Melinda
Curtis.
Blackwell.
And Danielle Curtis.
And Reggie and Barry.
Tommy Jones.
David and Scooter and Alan and Donnie.
Kimberly, Tony, Earl,
Dion. All the family.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We pray for sisters.
Mikey, Ariana.
Angie Harrison.
Nicholas.
Harrison, Yvette. Rosalind.
Dominic.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Rena Jones.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Xavier Malachi.
Hallelujah.
Malachi.
Hallelujah.
Elijah.
Hallelujah. For
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Right. Pastor Viola Wright.
Thank you, Jesus.
Pastor Jason Moses.
Hallelujah.
First Lady Charlene.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Pastor Don Street.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
First Lady.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We pray for
hallelujah.
Tom Swinner. Praise Lady Rosalind.
Thank you, Chief.
We pray for Minister Jane.
Hallelujah.
Angela Jennings Hill. We pray for Elder QB Stevenson.
Thank you.
And Dominique and Justin and all the children and grandchildren. We pray for, hallelujah, Lord God, Apostle Margie Mercer. We pray for her family. And we pray for Apostle Justin Harper and First Lady Sharon Harper and Dr. Sharon Harper. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We pray for Janetta McCoy.
Hallelujah.
Janetta McCoy. And Byron McCoy, Senior and Junior. And Raymond McCoy, Senior and Junior. Corinthia Johnson. Sister Corinthia.
Hallelujah.
James Johnson and Sean Johnson. And Juan Johnson.
Marion Crenshaw.
Hallelujah. And Sean Johnson, hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We pray for Norman Nevins, hallelujah. We pray, hallelujah, for hallelujah, for Dominique and another Dominique and another Dominique and still another Dominique and Danielle and another Danielle and another Danielle and Tiny, hallelujah, hallelujah, and Kimberly and Earl, another Earl, another Earl, another Earl, and still another Earl, and Tavon, and another Tavon, another Tavon, another Tavon.
In the name of Jesus.
And Travion.
In the John.
George Duke.
All right.
And another Tavon, and Maureen.
Oh, Lee Ho.
Julie, and Anna.
Lee Ho.
And Kitty, and little Kitty, and Stephanie.
Hallelujah.
Stephanie. Hallelujah.
Jones.
Jones. And Desiree, and Monica. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Julius.
Yeah.
Joshua. And little Mitchell, Pastor Mitchell, one big lady, John Lee. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Bless your name, O God. We glorify your name. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Minister Janice, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yvonne, hallelujah. And Sheila from Jessup, hallelujah. Glory to God. And Elotion.
Hallelujah.
And Paige Campbell, hallelujah. Ruth Hairside and Steve Hairside.
Name of
Rena Washington, hallelujah. And Ed Gordon, hallelujah. Oh, bless
hallelujah.
The Lord. Hallelujah.
Tell next door neighbor.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise your name, O God.
Bless
glorify your name, O Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Pastor Maxine Lee and Pastor Theodis Lee and,
hallelujah.
And Joseph Garcia. Hallelujah. And Joan and Lil.
In the name of Jesus.
Elder Vanola Carr. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
That's the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
In the name of
Dr. Hallelujah. Nancy McKnight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Apostle, hallelujah.
In the name of
Apostle Matt.
Hallelujah, Lord. I don't
know. God. We thank you, Lord. We praise your name.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of
hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
That signs
hallelujah.
Wonders follow, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We thank
you, Jesus.
You bless your name.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Glorify your name.
Bless your name, Jesus.
Honor your name.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
We praise your name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Glorify your name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And after, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Lord, after this next election, we will, you will hear the voice of none other Pastor Peaches with the Children's Corner. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. All righty, all righty, all righty. Thank God we made it halfway through the week.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for his strength, for his energy.
Hallelujah.
For the joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. But what day is it, y'all?
Hump day. Woo-hoo.
Hallelujah. It's Wednesday. Hump day. Woo-hoo. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank God I'm not sitting in the office. I'm not sitting in the recreation center. Mm-mm-mm. I thank God, thank God, thank God. Sometimes we don't like the way things may get us from one point to another, and sometimes we don't see Jesus in the blessing. Hallelujah. Sometimes people say hindsight is 20/20. After sometimes something is over, then you see the blessings of the Lord in it. How God protected you while you were going through, and or why God did what he did. Hallelujah. Good evening to the young people all over the world. This is the Children's Corner. And the summer is beginning. Hallelujah. When I say that to the young people, I'm talking about school being out. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I know y'all glad. Y'all made it through another year. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You look back at your accomplishments. Hallelujah. Look back at whatever you had in your year. And thank God for bringing you through. The word is you came through. God brought you through. And I just want to share some wise tips for the summer. Hallelujah. And something that my husband told my youngest son when he went to the Marines, he said, stay away from the knuckleheads. And that's I know that's an old term, knucklehead. People say, what in the world is a knucklehead? Somebody that don't want to listen to authority. Somebody want to go their own way. Somebody want to just want to be rebellious or try and do something dirty, call it clean. And then they want to pull you into it too. And then probably has to throw you under the bus when they get caught. Okay? Hallelujah. Listen to the instructions of your parents. Ephesians 6, 1 says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Hallelujah. You may not like what your parents tell you. You may get tired of you. Oh, goodness. You say, oh, please, Mom, Dad, you done told me that 1,000 times. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they want you to hear it.
Hallelujah.
Obviously, they see some signs that does it seem like it's penetrating. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They want you to watch your company. A lot of times when you bring your company around your parents or your friend, oh, my, this is my buddy John. This is my buddy Fred, whatever. And your parents, sometimes they can see right through your friends. They can see whether or not this is somebody that's going to bring some trouble your way, or that person is a truly a good person. 1 Corinthians 15:33 says, "Be not deceived. Bad company corrupts good morals."
Ooh.
Your parents know what they've been putting in you. And they know a lot of times your friends don't come from the same type of house that you came from. Okay? You may be in a public school, and everybody's in the public school that may not be coming from a religious, let's say, a sanctified home. Okay, you have all types of backgrounds in a public school. Okay, and so therefore, and this person may have befriended you. You befriended this person. Okay, well then, when you come around your parent, okay, and this parent, this may be a child, friend that hasn't yet been able to go to church with you, and you know, and stuff like that, and all. But this still act like he's still acting like he got a good head on his shoulder, so therefore y'all hang. You may do your homework together and stuff like that. You may have something in common, and that's why you hook up with a friend, because you have something in common. But your parents, listen to your parents, okay? And if it's just for the fact that they've just been on earth a few days longer than you, okay?
Hallelujah.
Listen to them. I remember my daughter Danielle. Oh my, you just want, yo my, you watch too much TV. Oh my, you're just trying to pick out friends for us. But a lot of times, okay, a parent, me, I could see something in the friends that they couldn't see. But a lot of times, a parent, we may have to step back. After we have shared with our children what we wanted them to hear, then sometimes we have to step back and we have to ask God, Lord, just cover my child. Cover my child, because you know your child not listening to you right now. Because they want to hook up with, they want to stay with their friend. They still want to be friends with that person. So therefore, you said, Lord, cover my child with the blood of Jesus, because your child has turned a deaf ear to you, and your child's friend's voice at that point is louder than your voice. Okay? 1 Samuel 15:17 says, when thou wast little in thine own sight, was thou not made the head of the tribes of Israel, and the Lord anointed thee king over Israel? A lot of times we think, oh, I'm nothing, and I don't want to be walking around in school with no friends, and I don't want to have to catch a bus by myself. I want to be able to walk with my friends and hang out at the Pizza Joint, hang in the mall, with my friends. And that. Sometimes you may have to be by yourself. There may be periods of time when God is calling you to be by yourself.
Hallelujah.
Because he knows the influence that these people are going to have over you, or he knows the spirits that travel with your friends. But he said, when thou wast little in thine own eyesight, as you think, I'm not this, I'm not that, wast thou not made the head of the tribes of Israel?
Yes.
And the Lord anointed thee king over Israel. Hallelujah. Sometimes we have to walk by ourselves. Sometimes we have to be alone. Hallelujah. And God knows what he's doing. God knows what he's doing. Hallelujah. Yes, he does. Sometimes we have to watch the company we keep. Hallelujah. And I have an excerpt. It says, be careful of the company you keep. In other words, be aware of deception and deceivers, for they are everywhere. There is no place where they do not exist on earth, including the church, homes, families, marriages, workplace, relationships, on the golf course, at the pizza parlor, in your classroom, hallelujah, in schools, in the neighborhood, and so on. Deceivers are planted everywhere.
Yes.
Who are your friends? Who do you click with on a daily basis? What are they adding to your life? Or should I say, what are they taking away from your life? Is your relationship with them profitable to your soul and your future? Everyone that befriends you or confesses to be your friend is not necessarily coming to you or hanging with you for the right reason. Their motives can be deception and self-gain. Hallelujah. Who are your friends? Okay? So ask God to even show you, Lord, who are my friends? If you were the stranger on the side of the road, beaten up, would someone pick you up? Would someone that you claim to be a friend, if they saw you on the side of the road and you needed to be bandaged up and taken home, would they stop? Would they help you? Or would whoever they're hanging with at the time, would they all poke fun at you and say, oh gee, look at him. Oh, let's keep going. Okay? God has, a lot of times, because we are humans and we are in this body, we want to belong. We want to have friends. We want to be able to fellowship with others. You know, we don't want to be alone sometimes. Sometimes we want somebody to talk to. Sometimes God will have you alone for a period of time. Sometimes he wants you by yourself because that's when he can talk to you. You don't have the distractions. And then sometimes he may release you. Okay, now you can go be with your friends. Hallelujah. But listen to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Listen to God.
Yes.
He will never steer you wrong, and he'll always have your back.
Yes.
And he knows just what you need before you even ask. before you even ask, and he will bring you friends. He will bring quality friends in your life, friends that has integrity. So therefore, when people see you or they see who you hang with, they say, oh, that's a good bunch right there. So therefore, when they see people that you with, and they know that you are a stand-up guy, a stand-up person, they'll know the people that's around you is the same type. If they see people that hang around you that they know cuss, don't respect adults, sass their parents out, carjack cars, go in the store and shoplift, go sneak stuff, steal stuff, you know, if there's a cliche, it says birds of a feather flock together. Mm-hmm. So therefore, if they see you with certain types of people, they're going to say you the same way. Okay? So sometimes if you're not sure what a person's personality or whatever, ask God to show you what their personality is like. Ask God to bring you friends. Okay? If you don't, and don't feel bad if your personality is not right for some people. God will bring you people that's in your life that's just right for your personality. And God will keep you company until then. Okay? So be encouraged in the Lord. Have a blessed summer. Hallelujah. Whatever job you desire from the Lord, whatever source of income, you want a source of income during the summer, ask God to open the door. God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all you can ask or think. Whatever you're standing in the need of, God already knows. And God has the answer. And God will bring it to you. So just seek the face of God, the face of the Lord. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Did you know that the Apostle John had a glimpse of what praise is like in heaven? In the book of Revelation, he describes voices that sound like thunder and a mighty waterfall, like the crashing of the ocean surf on the shore. Let's join those voices right now. And even though we can't see them or hear them, we'll be part of heaven's mighty chorus.
Revelation 19, verse 1. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
Revelation 19, verse 6. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roaring of rushing waters, and like loud peals of thunder shouting, Hallelujah, for our Lord God Almighty reigns.
Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God. Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God.
Amen.
salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for the Children's Corner on this evening.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Peaches, that was good word. And hopefully the children were heard, and whether the children were 5 or 50, whether they were 15 or whether they were 65, hopefully they heard of the word that came
from
this corner. God bless you. Thank you. Hallelujah. And at this time, hallelujah, it's time for what?
Holy Communion.
Holy Communion. It's the meal that heals.
Yeah.
It's the meal that gives life, preserves life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23-30. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the elements, oh God. We ask that you would bless them, anoint them, sanctify the elements in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, glory to God. We thank the Lord, hallelujah, for the text on today. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. In the text today, it says to examine yourselves. And we do just that. We comprehend, be fully aware, we do understand what, hallelujah, the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we thank God. In Jesus' name, that
thank
God
you.
Is Jehovah Sitkanu,
yeah.
Our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin.
Yeah.
And Father God, we ask that you would we repent.
Yeah.
Repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight.
Thank you, Jesus.
Please forgive us, Lord, for everything that we did, every sin of omission and commission.
Hallelujah.
As we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us,
thank
whether real or imagined. We thank you that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Thank you.
We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Again, we examine ourselves.
Thank you, Lord.
The word of the Lord helps us do this.
Thank
we want to rightly discern, understand, comprehend, fully be aware of what the body and blood has done for us. So the word of God has helped us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Because life is an open book test.
Yeah.
So we went to the book. Isaiah 53:5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities.
Yes.
The chastisement of our peace is upon you. With your stripes,
we
are healed.
Yes.
1 Peter 2:24b says,
thank
with your stripes, we were healed. And if we were healed, we are healed. Hallelujah. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Hallelujah. Revelation 1:5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1:7, Colossians 1:14, and Matthew 26:28, thank you, Holy Ghost. Says, hallelujah. We have redemption through your blood, and through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, be fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, in the text tonight, the word of the Lord says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves. Strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live.
Hallelujah.
And Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. And Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you spoke out of your mouth, you shall perform it.
Yes.
In Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent. So we thank you for your word on today. Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. And on the same night, which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
He took the bread. And when he had given thanks, he thanked you again, Lord.
Hallelujah.
He broke it and said, this is my body, which is broken
for you.
Do this and remember me. Let's eat together.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you for your healing, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, for our healing already, Lord.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Your word says in St. Luke 4:18, in Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 3, that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives. Spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. Thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body.
Thank you, Father.
The alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, hallelujah, the genital system, the tegumentary system, hallelujah, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, hallelujah, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our head to the soles of our feet.
Yeah.
Inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord,
thank you.
Supernatural creative miracles.
Hallelujah.
Your word says in Matthew 15:26. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
1 John 3:1-2.
Hallelujah.
St. John 1:12-13. Galatians 3:26. Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. And the healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on this day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And likewise, on the same night with the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed.
Yes.
He took the cup.
Thank you, Jesus.
He took the cup also, and when he had given thanks, he declared, we thank you again, Lord. He declared, this is a new testament in my blood. These are my new inheritance, my new gifts I'm giving you. And I wrote it in my blood.
Yes.
Let's drink together.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. Hallelujah. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus 12:13-23. Exodus 15:26. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 7:15. God, you said, hallelujah. God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And none of the diseases of Egypt of the world shall overtake you. When I see the blood, they may come knocking at your door, but they ain't going to overtake you. How can, when I see the blood, hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Oh, bless your name, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins. Our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a no effect, brings to nil, makes a no effect again, hallelujah, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. We call down the fire of heaven on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. Fire, 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 fire the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Thank you.
We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties,
covers,
breaks, nullifies, brings to naught,
yes.
No effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, utterly destroys.
Hallelujah.
Every ungodly soul tie.
Yes.
The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For Holy Communion on today.
Hallelujah.
We remember you, Lord. We remember you, Lord. And because of who we are and whose we are and what we are,
thank you, Jesus.
We can boldly share our family daily confession.
Yes, yes.
We speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl in our family and our extended family. According to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts 1:8, Romans 8:11.
Amen.
We decree and declare that we are mighty men
and women,
shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we are not intimidated by anything in this life. We are kingdom citizens. We are fivefold ministry gifts. We are gifts to the ministry of helps. We are brilliant. We are awesome. We are amazing. We are intelligent. We are powerful. We are perfect. We are strong. We are mighty. We are great. We are beautiful in Jesus' name. Now to him who is able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Jude 1:24-25. So let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in our sight, O Lord, our Savior, and our
Redeemer.
In Jesus' name. Psalms 19:14. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We praise the name of the Lord. And Pastor Peachy. Hallelujah. I need to ask you a question.
Yes, Pastor.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, Pastor.
What time is it?
Time for the word.
Pastor Bird?
Pastor Bird.
Hallelujah. You're supposed to know it. Hallelujah.
Time for the word, Pastor Bird.
Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word.
Hallelujah.
I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use it for your glory today. Heal someone. Deliver someone. Set the captives free. Save. Fill with your Holy Spirit, oh God. Touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and fullness. And let signs and wonders and miracles follow. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for spiritual authority to tread on serpents and scorpions. Satan, we curse you from the root and command you to be bound in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you for the harvest on every good seed sown tonight. Hallelujah, that it will give 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing. And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you get all the glory, you get all the honor, and you get all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the blood-washed saints of God say amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Mm.
I want to start a new series. I don't know if it's going to be serious or not. Depends on whether I finish this or not. Hallelujah. Praise God. But I want to talk to you about something that showed itself about 1000 B.C. And this skill, phraseology, was applied to orphans who had lost their mother and father. And somebody, a family, would step up. And we traced this all the way back to about 1000 A.D., or as they say now, C.E., as common That's what they're saying now. But anyway, you want to call it. What happened was that a couple would go to an orphanage. This is in Europe. And would pick out a child. And in around 1000 A.D. or at 1000 C.E., this couple was called step-parents. And at that time, the word step was utilized as somebody stepping up to the plate, stepping up to care for an orphan. And it had a positive ring about it. Down through the years, about 1300, the word step was then applied to the children. Stepchildren, stepdaughter, stepson. And again, it was still dealing with the orphans. But somewhere along the line, in the 1400s, it began to be used in reference to widows who had children and who remarried, and their husband was called the stepfather. Now, coming to where we are today, step has a sort of neutral feeling to it. It's not like it was when it first started. Okay. I wanted to just give that background. So you hold on to that little piece. Right today, the word stepfather, son or daughter, stepmother, they could be either good or bad. Then, 1932, there was a demonstration in Washington, D.C., and 43,000 people gathered. 17,000 of those persons were veterans of World War I. And when they were discharged after the war, which ended, I think, in 1919, they were given bonus certificate to be redeemed at a later date. And these veterans waited and waited and waited for the federal government to redeem these bonus certificates. It got so bad that the veterans were being sick and didn't have money. They were homeless. A lot of things were happening to them. So they, along with sympathizers, marched to Washington in 1932 to get their bonuses that they were promised. They did not, I hope you all got your books and you're writing some of this down, because history is a good thing to know. They did not get their bonus. They got a booby prize. The government called out troops and dispersed the marches. They never received their bonus. Okay, I got two words that I'm dealing with right now. I got three words. Step, bonus, and booby prize. Hallelujah. Now, the title of today's message is, are are you a booby prize or a bonus? Are you a booby prize or a bonus? All right. You say, now, where are you going with this? Pastor Peaches, I want you to do the addresses, and then I'm going to go further.
Exodus 20, verse 12. Ephesians 6, verses 1 through 4, John 3, verses 16 and 17, Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23, Deuteronomy 21, verses 17, and Isaiah 61, verse 7.
Praise the Lord. Now, most of you know that Sunday is Father's Day. And we have, for the longest time, had dealt with Father's Day about 10% of what we do for Mother's Day. When I was a cab driver, I said the busiest day of the year is not Christmas or Thanksgiving. It was Mother's Day.
All right.
Father's Day, same old, same old. The forgotten man. Fathers, I'm talking about birth fathers. But the real sad part about it, the stepfathers are really, really forgotten. Because y'all, seems like even so-called religious folk have forgotten the great, well, religious folk, spiritual folk have forgotten the greatest stepfather of them all was named Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
He was a stepfather of Jesus. But here's something I want to start a movement. I don't want to ever refer to a stepfather as a stepfather any longer, because it's neutral. It doesn't have an aura of goodness. I want to call the stepfather the bonus father. I want to call the stepchildren bonus children. I want to call the stepmother the bonus mother. I even want to go as far as calling the mother-in-law, which sometimes we call her the monster-in-law. I want to call her the bonus mama. Because we need to understand we have the choice to be a booby prize. And let me explain what a booby prize is. It's usually given to the people who don't step up, but who are last in a race, or a team who's last in a race. And the booby prize is actually a joke. But the stepfather, the bonus father, the bonus mother, they were not last. They stepped up. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They decided, I love this woman. And because I love this woman, I love her children. Or I love this man. And because I love this man, I love his children. And those children are mine.
All right.
They are my bonus children. And see, share this with everyone you can, that no longer do you settle for that terminology, step. You're a bonus father and a bonus mother. And glory to God. children who in a blended family will sometimes say, well, you're not my father. You have to tell them, excuse me, I correct you. I'm your bonus father. I'm not your birth father, but I'm your bonus father. You see where I'm going, y'all?
Amen.
This is something that will resonate into their minds. Because bonuses, you get a bonus on a job. What does that mean, Pastor Peaches?
Extra.
You get a bonus check from the government. What does that mean?
Extra.
You get a bonus when you go in a store and they say that you are the 1 millionth person. Ooh. You're going to get a bonus. What does that mean?
Extra. A surprise.
It will flabbergast some of the children when you tell her, I'm your bonus father. I'm your bonus mother. They know what bonus is. It's, number one, it's something good.
Uh-huh.
And it's something extra. Don't have to be there, but it is.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ever say stepchildren again. Don't even say, look here. And we may want to get in-laws, because I usually say in-laws, outlaws, and other relatives. But I say, my in-laws are bonus sisters. My sister-in-laws are bonus sisters. My brother-in-laws are bonus brother.
Mm-hmm.
Let's turn this thing around.
Mm-hmm.
Let's show love in our conversation. Read the first scripture.
Exodus 20:12. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee.
That means you're a bonus father and mother too. And see, a bonus mother and father could be mother at the church, could be the teacher at the school. It even could be the policeman on the corner that's saving your life because you're getting ready to walk out in the street in front of a bus and he pulls you back.
Hallelujah.
That's a bonus daddy. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Your stepbrother is your bonus brother, not your stepbrother. Your stepsister is really your bonus sister. You got extra. You remember the old days, Pastor Peaches, when they would have newspapers, they had the morning paper and the evening paper, but then something big would happen, and they would put out what they call extra. Extra means something out of the ordinary. Is that right?
That was before my time passed.
Oh. Am I telling my age?
Yeah, you're telling something. That was before my time.
Hallelujah. You got a lot of bonus grandparents, bonus uncles and aunts, nieces and nephews. You got bonus. Call them. Something that will be pleasing to your ears, be pleasing to their ears, will be pleasing to God. Show love through your conversation. Go ahead, read another scripture.
Ephesians 6:1-4. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right.
Stop. A parent in the Lord. It could be your teacher, could be the Sunday school teacher, could be the pastor, could be the mother of the church, could be adults that have rule over you. Go ahead. Keep reading.
Okay. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise.
See, you may, see, your mother and father, you honor them,
mm-hmm.
but you curse out the teacher, you curse out the Sunday school teacher, the pastor, you're doing something to yourself.
Amen.
You're shooting yourself in the foot.
Mm.
Honor the bonus fathers and mothers as well. Go ahead.
That it may be well with thee and thou mayest live long on the earth.
Go ahead.
And ye fathers,
uh-huh.
provoke not your children to wrath.
Stop. We are not to be bullies. Y'all, fathers It's not enough to say, I said so, because I said it. You have to tell them, it is good to do this for your sake. It's good both ways, not because I said so, although you ought to pay attention to what I say. It may save your life.
Mm-hmm.
I just heard yesterday a mother and a child were hit and killed on Route 40 West walking across the street.
Oh, Jesus.
Looking both ways. It's not just because daddy said so. It's because it can save your life. Being obedient to your father and mother will lengthen your days because you get promised days of that. You don't do it, it's going to shorten your days. That's what the word said. I didn't write it. I came too late to change it. Read the next. Continue. Oh no. I didn't finish. Don't provoke. In other words, don't say it in such a way that you start an argument, daddy. Love is the subject of life. Love your children. I didn't say bully them. Hallelujah. I had to repent because I was a bully at some times when I was raising my kids because I didn't have the training. You're getting the training. Ain't no excuse anymore, y'all. You hear this? You got some children, grandchildren? Just because your grandma or just because your mom don't mean you can bully them. They're not your property. They belong to God.
Amen.
They're your responsibility. Your responsibility, daddy, is to show them love. Go ahead, read the rest of that.
But bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord.
The nurture, that's the love of God. You don't provoke them. Just don't make them angry. Now, some children will get angry anyway. But it won't be because you provoke them, because they have a rebellious spirit. Hallelujah. And God will teach you how to deal with that. You lean on the Lord to guide you. Don't let your emotions guide you.
Amen.
Don't let your emotions deal with dealing with your children. Because in the old days, your emotions, somebody rolled their eyes before you even prayed, before you even think about it. You would backhand them. And it was picking up the eyes off the floor. Hallelujah, Jesus. But we got to don't let our emotions lead us. You got to say, God, what's the best way to get over to this child?
Amen.
And God said, knock the eyes on the floor. Well, then you go. No, you can't say that. Hallelujah, Lord, help us today. Forgive me, Lord. All right, go to the next scripture.
John 3:16-17.
You know what that is. I don't even have to tell you that. Love is, life is the open book test. Love is the subject of life, period. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Let's talk about the children. Let's talk about the adults. Let's talk about your cousins, your uncles, your aunts, your grandparents, your mothers and fathers, sons and daughters. Talk about everybody. Are you there? Can you read 17?
Yes, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
You want to say, daddy, you want to save your child. You don't want to contempt. You are so strong. You blah, blah. No. The world wants to put your children in boxes. Your job is to love your child.
Amen.
So how you love them is the key for their salvation.
Mm.
Do the way Christ, he was not sent to condemn the world. You were not sent condemn the children. You were sent to love the children.
Amen.
Go ahead. Next scripture.
Hallelujah. Galatians 5:22-23.
This is the character of Christ.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law.
I probably use this scripture maybe 3 or 4 times a month. It's real.
Amen.
That's what you are supposed to be showing. That's the character of Christ, Daddy, Mama, children. That's what you're supposed to be showing to your mother and your father, to your siblings. Go ahead, read some more.
Deuteronomy 21:17. But he shall acknowledge the son of hated, of the hated for the firstborn by giving him a double portion of all that he has. For he is the beginning of his strength. The right of the firstborn is his.
Let me just share this with you. Some folk, their fathers passed, and their mothers remarried. Son, daughter, God is giving you a double portion. You had one father, and hopefully he left you with a legacy of love. But God said, look here, you're too special to not give you a double portion. I'm going to give you a double portion. I'm going to give you a bonus, father, and some bonus brothers and sisters, and maybe a bonus mama. I'm going to give you bonus. What's another word for bonus? You said it.
Extra.
Extra. Hallelujah. Read another scripture.
Isaiah 61:7. It says, for your shame ye shall have double, and for confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them.
Sometimes when there's a divorce or there's death of a parent, there's sometimes a shame or guilt that children feel. But God is saying to you, son, to you, daughter, I'm going to give you a double portion. I'm going to give you a bonus. I'm going to give you extra. And mom, you lost a husband, either through divorce or death. I'm going to give you extra in this life. I'm going to give you a double portion. So you don't have to feel shame anymore. I'm giving you a double portion so you can be blessed. I'm giving you a double portion because I love you. Bonus. You got a bonus husband. Read another scripture.
That was the last scripture, Pastor.
That was the last scripture. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Bonus. Excise the word step out of your vocabulary. Don't use that nomenclature anymore when referring to fathers or parents or sons or daughters, or siblings. Put bonus in its place. And the question that I had to ask, are you, these are persons now, are you a booby prize or a bonus? So this is your response. If you are a bonus dad or bonus mom, are you a joke to your family, your new family, your bonus family? Or are you a blessing, extra, booby prize, That's a joke. Your job is to love. Spread the blessings and benefits of the love of God to your family. New family, old family, however. You decide. Booby prize. That's a person. You either the booby prize or you bonus prize. Or you the bonus. Be the bonus. You heard? Can I say that again? Be the bonus.
Amen.
Be the blessing. Be the conduit by which love flows from the Father God through Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit to you, to the children. So on Sunday, you folks that got a bonus dad or birth dad, some of you got both. Bless them. Show them that you love them.
Amen.
If nothing else, call them on the phone and just say, I love you. There's some children that have not talked to their fathers, either their bonus fathers or their great fathers in years. Or they call them every once in a while. They may live in the same state, maybe a mile away, but they don't call or visit because they got a life of their own. I got news for you, bonus children, birth children. If it wasn't for the bonus father or the birth father, you wouldn't be alive. I know that for a fact. If it wasn't for the birth fathers, you wouldn't be here. Hallelujah. Praise God. Pastor Peaches, I think I went through that pretty good. I think any questions about what I just heard? Any comments? Because I got a little time left.
Can I read the scripture under your past the seventh verse, from the eighth down to 11, who say, for I, the Lord, love judgment. I hate robbery for burnt offering, and I will direct their work in truth, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. And their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Lord hath blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. For as the earth bringeth forth her buds, and as the garden causeth the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations.
And he'll do this because of the bonus dads and moms. Look, go to First Timothy 5:17.
Thank you, Jesus. The word of God is rich. It has an answer in the scriptures concerning everything.
Yes.
Wow, hallelujah,
hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. You say 1 Timothy?
Yes, 5:17.
1 Timothy 5:17 says, let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine.
Hallelujah. I'm applying this to even the bonus father at home, worthy of double portion. Hallelujah. It's important for you to understand, you who have a bonus father, that they selected you They had a choice. They chose to love your mother and you. I know someone years ago who had four children was told by somebody, nobody going to want to marry a woman with four children. But somebody did, didn't they?
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Because they had four children, too. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Blended families.
Amen.
Bonus families.
Amen.
Bonus families. Y'all need to repeat that. Bonus. Bonus.
Bonus.
Bonus.
Bonus.
Excuse me. Because you need to make sure that you understand that that's an extra blessing God has given you in this life.
Hallelujah.
Some more support. Another shoulder to cry on.
Hallelujah.
Another shoulder to lean on. And then if you get some siblings, some bonus siblings, some more shoulders to play, more hands and feet to play with, you know, to play baseball or whatever. Because we had a basketball team with three spares. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But anyway.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You decide to be a booby prize or a bonus. And if you decide to be a bonus, act like you know. God bless you. Father God, we thank you for the word that came forth today. We thank you, Lord, for those who heard what was shared today. Lord, let it seep into their hearts. Oh, God, let it bring much fruit, 36 and 100 fold, in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
We give you the praise and we give you the honor and the glory in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Peaches, the floor is yours.
Hallelujah. Just as reminders, don't forget morning worship, 7 o'clock a.m., that number 605-475-4800. That number has an access code, which is 759-849-pound. Don't forget Tuesday evenings at 7 o'clock, Institute of Biblical Learning. In July, that starts the certificate course. Hallelujah. The month of June, we are doing reviews, and it is interesting, y'all. We're learning a lot about the divisions of the Bible. On Wednesdays, that's our midweek service at 7 o'clock. The second Friday of the month is Men's and Women's Fellowship from 7 until 8:30. The fourth Sunday of the month, this month, our speaker is Pastor Jason Roseborough. Afterwards, we serve a free dinner. Hallelujah. Don't forget to visit the church's website, rymmi.org. Don't forget to visit the building fund. Go to gofundme.com and pull up Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, Inc. Hallelujah. If you'd like for me to just send you the link, you can text me at 443-416-1201. And I can send the link right to you. Hallelujah. And whenever you donate or give to the Lord, name your seed. God will bless you with what you need. Hallelujah. Bring your pennies to church on Sunday or drop them past or call me. I'll come past and pick them up. Hallelujah. If you need that new composition notebook and e-pens for the Institute of Biblical Learning, call us and let us know. Hallelujah. And we're still building that hospital in Uganda with those pennies. Hallelujah. Be blessed of the Lord. Don't forget this Saturday the 25th, 2 o'clock p.m. at Bishop Larry Somerville's church, Family Matters, the Blended Family, 8509 Lock Raven Boulevard. Have a blessed week, y'all.
Hallelujah. Thanks, the Lord.
Power on. Blue. Bluetooth pairing. Bluetooth connected.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.